Looking for tradespeople you can rely on? Fusion Services are a team of close friends with a family feel, dedicated to keeping your home running smoothly. From electrical work to plumbing and heating, they deliver top quality solutions with honesty, integrity, and a friendly touch. They treat every project and every customer as a part of their extended family. So whether it's fixing a fault, upgrading your heating, or tackling a plumbing emergency, trust Fusion Services to get the job done right. Call them today on 020 8050 0548 or visit we-r-fusion.co.uk to book your service. This time on The Shepherdtonian.
All of it is very cohesive and it's lovely. And you never know where it takes you, who you're going to meet. That's really important as well. And because I'm based in Walton myself, so it's really nice to come to a different area to meet other people. And I think it's just really important.
It started there as an idea. The next year, 1 year later, 28th of May 1973, was a spring bank holiday. And that was the very first instance of the fair organised by the Chamber of Commerce at Manor Park. And it's been appearing at Manor Park every year since then.
Hello and welcome to The Shepherdtonian, the podcast that celebrates the people, the places and stories that make our village the brilliant place it is. I'm Gareth and in this month's episode we've got something a little different. First, I popped down to the courtyard at Shepperton Lock where a pop-up shopping event brought together some brilliant local businesses from dog treats and homemade marmalade to premium cookware and salted caramel cupcakes. You'll hear a handful of friendly voices from that event, sharing not just what they sell, but why being part of the community matters so much. Then, later in the episode, I'm joined by Dick Gregory, the long-standing chair of the Shepperton Village Fair Committee. As the fair gears up for its 51st edition this month, Dick takes us through its colourful history from a football match in 1972 to the thriving volunteer-run celebration it is today. You'll hear about raffles, rafts, and a procession of over 500 children, all in a day's work when Shepperton comes together. So whether you're a long-time local or new to the village, there's something in this episode for everyone. Let's begin at the lock.
Hi, my name's Rhiannon. I'm the owner of Tulip Treasures Florist, based here in Shepperton. We are open 7 days a week. We offer same-day delivery and click and collect 7 days a week. And we have a variety of fresh flowers available every day.
Lovely. Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No worries. Well, enjoy.
Yeah, look out for the next episode. Here we are at Ham Haw Hops with Simon. Simon is your name. Could you introduce your business and what you're showcasing today?
So this is Ham Haw Hops. We're a very small microbrewery just behind Norticalia. And at the moment we're selling our beers, but I wanted to thank the Shepperton community because it's been so successful that I've hardly got any left. But the opportunity to come and taste is happening today, and we're also selling some other stuff as well. But so thank you to Shepperton, what a wonderful community.
Oh, and why are events like this really important?
It's about getting your name out, because for me, nobody really knows who I am, where I am, and we get that a lot. So I didn't know this was here, didn't know you were here. So it's about letting people know that we're down here. It's a new venture, and come and enjoy the beer.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Simon.
Thank you.
My name is Kat, and our business is called Totally Tangerine Cookery. We are just about to do a cooking demo, making Chinese dumplings, gyozas. We teach children, teenagers and adults how to cook. Our business can also do private team building activities for groups, private parties, children's cookery parties, so anything to do with food.
Lovely. I can confirm I definitely did not have one of your delicious cakes earlier.
No, you didn't. No, I didn't see anything.
The evidence was definitely destroyed. Best of luck with the demonstration.
Thank you very much for popping in today.
Lovely. Hello. Who do we have here? What's your name? What's your business?
I'm Nikki. I'm from Nikki Bakes.
Ah, lovely. What are you showcasing today?
I am showcasing all of my gluten-free cakes and bakes.
Okay.
And we have everything from a very sweet kind of sexy salted caramel pistachio all the way to kind of fruity flavours, which are lemon and raspberry cupcakes. We've got a tuck box of little bits and bobs, classic brownies, and my best sellers, which are vanilla cake and an iced carrot cake.
Ah, best sellers. Okay. Why are those popular, do you think?
I think it's because I started off with these bakes. And people just keep coming back to them again and again. And I have, thankfully, a loyal customer base that gravitate, get the regulars, and then they get the specials that I do every week as well.
Lovely. So why do you think events like this are important for businesses like yours?
Oh, gosh, they are so, so important, not just for the visibility, but for the community and for the people that visit to feel a part of something. And it makes us feel very, you know, all of it is very cohesive, and it's just... it's lovely, and you never know where it takes you, who you're going to meet. That's really important as well. And because I'm based in Walton myself, so it's really nice to come to a different area to meet other people. And I think it's just really important, obviously, for us as well to be able to survive.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be able to carry on.
And it's very good of you to organise the sunshine today.
So
That's very nice.
We're very, very lucky. Very lucky indeed. Although we do have some shelter as well. But
yeah.
So come rain or shine, we're here if it does decide to rain. But it's clear blue skies here, so we're very happy.
Nice one. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm Ashley, and I'm a women's wellbeing coach, hypnotherapist, and mother of two, which is what led me to create Mother Sanctuary. So it's a weekly retreat on your doorstep. It takes place every Monday evening. It's a sanctuary for women to come, a place to learn how to self-regulate, to learn about their mind, so to de-stress, to stop the negative cycles. And it's all wrapped up in a beautiful bundle of, we do some breath work, movement, meditation. So it's just a lovely space for women to come and get some support.
Wonderful. Why do you think events like this are important?
Well, I mean, I've been working online for about 6 years, and I love it, and it obviously affords me to be able to travel and spend a lot of time with my children. But since I moved to Weybridge, I really, you know, started to integrate in my children going to the schools. For me, I wanted to really reach the local community and do something very specifically for the mothers that I'm meeting all the time and respond to what they're experiencing. So I wanted to come along and you know, meet the lovely community, and everyone here is, they're doing, I mean, I'm going to buy something from everyone. I think
that's the problem, isn't it?
I'm just happy to be here. I mean, I'm doing these meditation tasters, and people can come, and I think a lot of people think they can't meditate, and it's they either think, oh no, that's not for me, and actually we all can, and we all should have the opportunity to learn what it really is and what it means. So I'm just really keen for a lot of people to have a little bit more peace in their lives. So that's why I'm here, bringing peace amidst the jam and the cake and the lovely drinks.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
We're Hogsback Jams and Chutneys. It's all homemade, and most of it's homegrown.
Wow.
Yeah. Obviously, we don't grow mangoes. We have to buy those in, but otherwise, okay. And my marmalades, I get the fruit direct from Spain. That way I know it's come straight from the orchard, no wax on the peel, and it's not been sitting in a warehouse.
Right, okay. So does the wax on the peel hold everything up?
Well, you get it in your... Would you like... You know, you don't think about it, do you?
I wouldn't want that on the toast.
A lot of people ask me, why can't I set my marmalade? And I say, what are you using? And they say, oranges or lemons or limes. And I say, is it unwaxed fruit? And they look at me, gone out, they don't understand.
Wow.
So I said, well, you think about the wax you're putting in to your product. If you make sure you buy unwaxed fruit and fresh, and that way it sets all right.
It'll fantastic. Set okay. So you've come a long way today.
Fairly long way. We used to live in Addlestone, so I've got a lot of contacts here.
Okay.
And a friend of mine rang me and said, can you bring up your jams and chutneys to our... So
fantastic.
We've driven here from... We're halfway between Guildford and Farnham on the Hogsback.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you very much.
You.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you very much.
So my name is Dennis. The company is Kitchen Square. We sell premium cookwares and accessories, etc. So for today, we have brought in lots of colorful silicone kitchen tools and gadgets. And also we have some made in Japan, stainless steel, colander, Mexican bowls, mesh trays, etc. So for all the cook lovers as well, yeah.
What do events like this mean to you and your business?
I think this event provides a very great opportunity for us to face the end consumers because normally we sell online and we are not able to know people's feedback. And I think this is very important for us to introduce more interesting and quality products to the general public. Yeah.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you.
This is Marvelicious Bakes, so it's his dog treat day today. So it's dog treats and branded cookie jars and treat jars. So cookie jars, treat jars. So today is all about the dog. And then my other day job is all about the cookies. So cookies and bakes and then selling jars at a branded...
Are you just constantly hungry? They look absolutely brilliant. So what do events like this mean to your business?
Oh, this is all about, because it's quite new, this business. So this is about just getting the word out locally so people can see what we've got to offer. Supporting, yeah, local people and local businesses. It's all very good. Getting the name out, meet people. It's only a tenner for that one.
Nice one. Thank you.
We're Emily and Lucy, and we started this about 4 years ago, and we're just a small home and gardenware decor
and the name
business. It's Escape to the Hut.
Well,
yeah, so.
And what are you showcasing today?
Well, our new range, really. We've just got a lot of new products in for spring, like handmade soaps, and that's a new range, pillow mists, and a lot of new home and gardenware now the weather's getting better.
My name is Krista. I have Skylo's Baby Boutique and Bella Roper. Bella Roper we've had for 2 years and Skylar's Baby Boutique 1 year. We're just showcasing all our gorgeous new summer stock, ready for the nice warm days ahead. We have clothes in the baby shop going from prem baby to 6 years and in the lady shop from a size 6 to a size 20.
Lovely. And what do events like today mean for you and your business?
Oh, it's just a great day. It's a really lovely atmosphere down here anyway, but even better on days like today. It brings new people here to show our shops because it is a little hidden gem. Not everyone knows about the shops here. And then when they do come, it's somewhere they return to.
This podcast is produced by The Sam Boutique, an award-winning audio production company right here in Shepparton. It produces music for TV and brands, it fixes problem audio for a variety of clients, and yes, it produces podcasts like the one you're listening to right now, as well as providing training for people who want to produce their own. If you'd like help with anything from music, problem audio, or if you'd like your organisation to start a podcast, you can contact The Sam Boutique at the email hello@thesamboutique.com or via the link in the show notes. Shepparton Matters is your monthly community magazine, hand-delivered, available for pickup, and also online at villagematters.co.uk. You'll find it full of stories, history, information, and local traders and advertisers. 9,000 copies are distributed every month. Call Monica Jones on 07979 808 991 for more information. I'm joined today by Dick Gregory, Chair of the Shepparton Village Fair Committee. The fair is one of Shepparton's biggest annual events, returning to Manor Park on Saturday the 14th of June. We're on site in Manor Park, sat by the river on a bench. I mean, how lovely is that? And we're going to hear from Dick what's in store this year and why the fair continues to matter. So, Dick, let's start with a bit of history. When and how did the fair come about?
Well, there's a story. The fair really started back as an idea between a football match, at a football match, back in 1972, 28th of May 1972. Wow. Football match between the Entertainers 11 and the Shepparton Chamber of Commerce.
And Entertainers?
The Entertainers 11. I guess it was TV personalities and so forth.
Was that connected with the studio or something?
Just local personalities, right. I think. And it started there as an idea. The next year, 1 year later, 28th of May 1973. It was a spring bank holiday. And that was the very first instance of the fair organised by the Chamber of Commerce at Manor Park. And it's been appearing at Manor Park every year since then. This is the 51st year, which is the 51st actual instance of the fair. We missed 2 years because of COVID, right. But or it would have been 53.
Amazing. And you've been involved with this a long time. How and when did you personally become involved?
Well, I have been involved a long time. I got involved, was asked to be or joined as secretary to the committee back in 1997. And I was secretary for 4 years before the chair person at that time, Linda Rennick, moved away. And I was kind of voted for my sins into the chair where I've been for the last 25 years. So, right, long time.
What's the core purpose of the fair? Let's talk about that. What is it all about?
Yeah. The fair is an annual non-profit making event run by volunteer local residents for the benefit and enjoyment of the whole community. That's the point. While enabling local charitable groups, youth organisations and so forth to make some money. And in fact, many of the charities that have stalls at the fair tell us that it is the most important fundraising event of the year for them. So it's extremely important for that reason. So that's what it's all about. The organisers are essentially unpaid. They're volunteers. We're independent of everyone. We don't belong to any organisation, Chamber of Commerce, Council, nothing to do with any of them. And the fair, therefore, seeks only to break even.
Right.
That's all we do. We just raise enough money to break even so that we can put the fair on.
And roughly how much would that involve?
When I started 25 years ago, the annual budget to put the fair on was about £10,000. It's now £35,000,
okay,
is what we actually need. Half of it comes from stall holders and revenues we get on the day from, for instance, the fairground man and so forth. Mm. The other half comes from sponsorship,
yeah,
and grants and so forth.
Right. I've seen on your website there are levels of sponsorship, aren't there?
Yeah, that's right. That was an innovation about 15 years ago by the person who was running sponsorship at the time, and it's proved extremely successful because it makes it all very clear about what the levels are and makes it very clear how people can contribute to the extent they want to and so forth. So we have, yes, platinum, gold, silver, and bronze.
And it's lovely to see all these local businesses contributing to the fair and the running of it.
Yes, that's right. And everyone can choose their own level of contribution without fear or favour. And it makes it all very straightforward and easy to understand. And I also raise I'm responsible for sponsorship as well.
Oh, I am, right. Chair. Okay. So,
and we just finished the round of sponsorship for this year's fair. And our target was about £15,000-£17,000. And despite all of the issues at the moment and cost of living and all the rest of it, it's actually, we've been pretty successful. We've hit our target.
I think it's things like this that people cling on to, isn't it? So it's a really fun day out.
Yeah.
So far, you're doing the sponsorship, you're the chair. Yeah. How many people are on the committee and what are the kind of roles are there?
Nine.
Only nine people.
There's nine people on the committee that run the whole thing. And each one has a different area of responsibility. We have someone who looks after the attractions. We have someone who looks after the field organisation and field stallholder allocation. Another activity is the organisation of the very large marquee that we put up each year. And in fact, the people that run that particular side of the operation, Jane and Bill Boyle, who you interviewed a few months ago.
Yeah, for the big tree night.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the evolution of the fair. How has the fair changed over the years? It's been going 51 years. So for the years that you've been involved, what changes have you seen?
Yeah, well, certainly when it first happened sort of 50 years ago, there were 25 stalls and Dale Martin Promotions Wrestling, if anyone remembers that, was the main.
Bring it back. Bring the wrestling back. Yeah.
Was the main event, but obviously that's changed over time. And when I first started, sort of 25, 26, 27 years ago, it was a smaller affair.
there were an awful lot of stalls that looked more like a boot sale than anything. People always had a great time, and it was a great community event. But things have changed over the years, so that we've now got around about 150 stalls that happen, 50 of them in the big marquee that I was mentioning. Mm-hmm. A lot more displays and attractions, and a lot more local businesses involved in the fair, not just in sponsorship, but in terms of stall holding and so forth, and basically relating to their customers and their public. And of course, we've got all of the preschools and schools involved via the procession, which is a fairly unique part of the fair.
Is that themed? Is there a theme?
There's always a theme for the procession.
Yeah.
And this year it's Shepperton Showcase, celebrating local talent, as we look at all of the groups and what they can do and how they see themselves. There's a theme every year that's designed to appeal to the schools and preschools. That theme is also offered to another big event, which is targeting rather older people, the RAF race. And sometimes they go with the theme of the smaller kids, and sometimes they say, no, that's not going to work for us. We'll go to the movies or whatever.
Is that happening again this year?
It most certainly is, and we're very grateful to Nauticalia and to Desborough Sailing Club for their participation and involvement in helping with the funding and the logistics of that RAF race. Last year, I think we had about 14 or 15 RAFs. This year, we're hoping for a greater number, not only because there's a lot more promotional activity going into it, and because Nauticalia in particular are providing facilities for building rafts, helping to construct with advice and consultancy and so forth, and also storage of the rafts as well. So there's a lot happening logistically with that, and also with promotionally, where we've got a new member, sort of half member of the committee as it were, Martin Coburn, who's actually going to inject a great deal of energy into the commentary on this very riverbank on which we're sitting.
Fantastic.
So that should be great. And of course, Desborough Sailing Club, who provide another essential side of the logistics in terms of safety boats and knowledge of the river and so forth.
Yeah.
So that's all happening. And this year, we've been approached by the regional scouting organisation, who are promising to enter up to 10 additional rafts in addition to the ones we normally have. So
that's going to be a sight, isn't it?
It should be.
My word. So moving from the river then over to the park, any particular events, performances, community groups, what can we expect to see this year?
The whole thing kicks off with a procession, which actually works all the way down the high street. And
that's about 11 o'clock?
That's 11.15. It leaves from the Shepperton Station area. Yeah. We close the high street to make it safe for the kids. And there's around 500, 600 people in that procession.
Wow.
Coming down, all of the preschools and schools and so forth. That actually has the effect of assembling a lot of people down the high street and then dragging them all into the fair, where there's a sudden influx of all these people, which is great, which then kicks the whole afternoon off. The fair is going to be opened this year by our VIP guest, Lincoln Jopp MP,
right,
who is going to be apparently he's very enthusiastically accepted the opening of that, so we're looking forward to what he has to say for a couple of minutes, no more. And then in the arena we'll have the Harley Davidsons again, which is something that I helped to bring about 20 years ago by virtue of being a chapter member of the Hogsback chapter in Guildford, and in fact I was the director of the chapter for 15 years, so that enabled a bit of a cementing of the relationship between the chapter and the fair. They'll be here again. We have Spelthorn Gymnastics again. It's always very, very popular. Stars Performing Arts. They'll be doing a display. We've got Shepperton Kung Fu with a Kung Fu master who will be entertaining us. And then Kelly Stewart, Academy of Performing Arts. They'll be doing something in the arena. We know not what exactly yet, but they will be there. And of course, we've talked about the RAF race, but also all afternoon in another section of the main site, we'll have the live music stage, which is put together now, produced for us by John Jagger, who there'll be two sets of his new band, and a bunch of other people in between, local musicians and so forth. So we're looking forward to that.
That's brilliant. And of course, tons of food stalls, business stalls, charity stalls, so much to see.
Absolutely, 150 of those with lots of, as you say, food stalls and outlets. And including this year, we have had the Thai restaurant, Thai Bite, in previous years.
Yeah.
That's now been taken over by Kinnery Thai. They will have just opened, but they will be on the site.
Excellent.
Giving us a good exposure.
That's a lovely way to introduce themselves to the community as well.
They jumped at the chance, yes.
Superb. Absolutely. So if someone listening wants to help or volunteer or support the fair somehow, how can they get involved?
Simply by emailing us, our contact details are on our website, shepparton-fair.org. We're on Instagram, Blue Sky, and of course Facebook. So they can just contact us any which way and just express an interest. And if they do, and we welcome it, then we will set up a very informal little chat meeting just to find out what mutual interests there are and to see where we can plug you in. I mentioned that we have 8 or 9 people on the committee. We have about 50 odd on the day actually run the fair as a day activity. And we're always looking for people to do that. So the point there is that there's various levels of commitment that are possible. A few hours on the day, right the way back through to on the organising committee. And whilst we like to keep the committee fairly small, we're always looking for ways in which the fair survives the leaving of any of us. So, there needs to be a succession.
Yeah.
And so we're always looking for people who are interested in perhaps shadowing a particular a current member in order to actually get a sense of what it's all about and how they can help most.
Brilliant, brilliant. So did I hear there was going to be a raffle as well?
There is, you heard correctly. We've had a raffle in past years, which kind of was neither here nor there. But last year it was really, or last couple of years, it's been revived. It proved very popular to fairgoers, and it actually helps with a nice build up to the fair as well, because we sell raffle tickets on the high street and so forth. And it's actually become a very important way of helping to sub the fair and actually fund it. And this year we've got some rather bigger prizes, which is hopefully will excite a few people. Two of which, there are 10 or 12 prizes in our now grand raffle. Two of them in particular are the sort of the really, really grand prizes. And one is a weekend with a Land Rover of your choice, supplied by Sytner JLR, who will deliver the Land Rover on a Friday evening and collect it on a Monday and allow you 2 unencumbered days, full days, with a new Land Rover Defender or a Range Rover or Discovery or whatever. And that's worth about £1,000.
Wow.
So that's a really cool prize. And the other prize we're very, very happy to announce is from Pinewood Shepparton Studios, who are donating a VIP tour for 2, money can't buy, of Pinewood Studios.
Amazing.
So
that's absolutely fantastic. So what would you like to say to listeners about the spirit of the fair now and in the future? What would you say?
I think the main thing to say really is that whatever the level of contribution to the fair from organisers, volunteers, sponsors, stall holders, performers and families coming along to enjoy a summer's afternoon, whatever the level of that contribution, all play a hugely valuable role in sustaining the community spirit that makes Shepparton what it is, a very cool village in which to grow and thrive.
Oh, Dick Gregory, Chair of the Shepparton Village Fair Committee, thank you ever so much for joining me.
Thank you. Boom, boom, boom.
What's going on in Shepparton?
Sponsored by Shepparton Matters. Here we go, and remember you can subscribe to the Shepartonian newsletter via the website at theshepartonian.uk for a full list of what's going on in June. On Wednesday, the 4th of June, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m, there's a talk by local author Paul Saunders about his new novel Veritas at Hillary's Hut, Ashford Community Association, Woodthorpe Road, Ashford, TW15 3NJ. On Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of June from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, there's Sunbury Working Artists Art Trail. Look out for notices regarding open studios in the village and on Sunbury Working Artists Facebook page. On Wednesday the 11th of June at 1 p.m, it's a lunchtime concert at the Riverhouse Barn Manor Road, Walton-on-Thames. The Delphine Trio with clarinet, piano and cello. Tickets are £16. You can find out more at riverhousebarn.co.uk or phone 01932 253 354. On Tuesday the 10th of June from 8:25 a.m. to 3:45 p.m, very specific, it can only be a school. Yes, Halliford School are having a sixth form open event. They're hosting a sixth form in focus where Year 10 students interested in Halliford School for the sixth form have the opportunity to enjoy a day of taster lessons and wonderful Halliford hospitality. After which, they're welcoming parents to join them for refreshments and an informal Q&A session. On Saturday the 14th of June from 12 till 5 p.m, it's Shepparton Village Fair in Manor Park in Shepparton. This year showcasing spectacular Shepparton. Stalls, entertainment, music, food, gifts, and of course the magnificent raft race. On Sunday the 15th of June from 2 till 4 p.m, it's Music in the Park. Thames Harmony Chorus will be performing at the Walled Gardens, Thames Street, Sunbury. Bring a chair or picnic blanket, refreshments from the cafe. This is a free event. And finally, on Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of June, it's the Rose Show at Squire's Garden Centre, Shepparton. And that's free to enter. And that's what's going on in June.
Hear this, the Shepartonian shout out.
So I was sent an amazing message the other day from someone who used to live in the Shepparton area. I won't spoil it for you, but I was so touched that ex-Shepparton resident Grant Ryder listens from so far away and that he recognises the sense of community that Shepparton offers. Thanks so much, Grant, and for you, dear listener, enjoy.
Hi, Gareth. My name is Grant, and I used to live in Shepparton for many, many years. I went to Sunbury Grammar, lived in Sunbury, but I moved to Southern California, to Orange County, in 2000. I live in a lovely place called Mission Viejo. I just discovered your podcasts, and I've been listening to them back to back as I've been driving around here, and thoroughly enjoyed them. They are very, it's a tranquil existence that I, when I look back on Shepparton, compared with maybe a busier area that I live in now. But nevertheless, thank you so much for doing that. And it just shows the social interaction and the community spirit is still going there. And that's a great thing. So thanks again and keep up the good work. Bye.
That's it for this month's edition of The Shepartonian. A huge thank you to all the brilliant stall holders who spoke to me at the courtyard. And of course, a special thanks to Dick Gregory for joining me. The Shepparton Village Fair truly is one of the highlights of our local calendar, and it's powered entirely by volunteers and local goodwill. You can find all past episodes and links at theshepartonian.uk. And don't forget to follow us on your favourite podcast app so you never miss an episode. Until next time, take care, and I'll see you around.